Now you may have seen or come across a picture of a severed head. Whose head is it? Well, it is the mummified head of St. Catherine of Siena. Now you may be thinking, how on earth did his head escape its body? We'll get to that in a bit. But for those who do not know St. Catherine of Siena, well, St. Catherine of Siena was born during the outbreak of the plague in Siena, Italy, on March the 25th, 1347. Now she was the 25th child born to her mother, although half of her brothers and sisters did not survive childhood. Catherine herself was a twin, but her sister did not survive infancy. Now at the age of 16, Catherine's sister, Bonaventura, died, leaving her husband as a widower. Catherine's parents proposed that he marry Catherine as a replacement, but Catherine opposed this. To avoid this, she began fasting and even cut her own hair. Her parents attempted to resist this move to avoid marriage, but they were unsuccessful. Her fasting and her devotion to her family convinced them to relent and allow her to live as she pleased. Now, Catherine once explained that she regarded her father as a representation of Jesus and her mother as Our Lady and her brothers as the apostles, which helped her to serve them with humility. Now, St. Catherine developed a habit of giving things away, and she continually gave away her family's food and clothing to the people in need. She never asked permission to give these things away, and she quietly put up with their criticisms. Now, something changed her when she was 21 years of age. She described an experience she referred to as her mystical marriage to Christ. Such mystical experiences change people, and St. Catherine was no exception. In a vision, she was told to re-enter public life and to help the poor and sick. She immediately rejoined her family and went into public to help people in need. Now, she often visited hospitals and homes where the poor and sick were found. Her activities quickly attracted followers who helped her in her mission to serve the poor and sick. Now, St. Catherine was drawn further into the world as she worked, and eventually she began to travel, calling for reform of the church and for people to confess and to love God totally. She became involved in politics and was the key in working to keep city-states loyal to the Pope. She was also credited with helping to start a crusade to the Holy Land. On one occasion, she visited a condemned political prisoner and was credited with saving his soul, which he saw being taken up to heaven at the moment of his death. Now, St. Catherine allegedly was given the stigmata, but like a ring, it was visible only to herself. She took Blessed Raymond of Capua as a confessor and spiritual director. Now, she also established a monastery for women in 1377 outside of Siena. She is credited with composing over 400 letters, her dialogue, which is her definite work, and her prayers. These works are so influential that St. Catherine would later be declared a doctor of the church. She is one of the most influential and popular saints in the church. By 1380, the 30-year-old mystic had become ill, possibly because of a habit of extreme fasting. In January of 1380, her illness accelerated her inability to eat and drink. Within weeks, she was unable to use her legs, and later, she died on April 29th, following a stroke just a week prior. Now, St. Catherine of Siena was buried at a cemetery near Santa Maria Sopra Minerva in Rome. Her spiritual confessor, Raymond of Capua, wanted to send part of Catherine's body back to Siena because her hometown had wanted her body. This was a task that he undertook secretly because he didn't have permission to disperse her remains. Now, Raymond got his chance in 1383 when Catherine's tomb was moved inside the Basilica of Santa Maria Sopra. It was then that he arranged for her head to be removed and brought to Siena. Now, according to legend, the people entrusted with this kind of job barely escaped. The head snatchers were stopped by guards as they tried to leave Rome, so they prayed to St. Catherine for help. And miraculously, when the guards checked the thief's suspicious bag, all they saw was rose petals. It was only when the head was delivered to Siena did the rose petals change back to Catherine's head. Now, St. Catherine's mummified head was placed in a gilded bust and displayed in the Basilica Catheriniana di San Domenico. She was canonized by Pope Pius II in 1461, but because St. Catherine of Siena made considerable contributions to the church in the 14th century, she was given the title of Doctor of the Church in 1970. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us.